Welcome to Destinations. I'm Deborah Howell.
Our guest today is Heidi Clark. She's the executive director of the Sandals Foundation, and we are so happy to have you today. Heidi, thank you so much for taking time to be here.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm very pleased to have this opportunity.
Now, the Bahamas are made up of over 700 islands. You could even say 2,000 if you include some of the more outreaching ones, many of which were unaffected by Hurricane Dorian. Now, the northern islands, of course, were devastated. So can you give us the latest report from these islands?
Sure. So, yes, as you said, it is made up of many, many islands. We operate in two of them that are beautiful and unscathed and happy to have our visitors continue to come to us. But the Northern Caribbean was certainly very impacted, both in Abaco and Grand Bahama. There's everything from destruction of homes to public facilities such as schools, health facilities, and a lot of people have been evacuated to islands such as Nassau and Exuma, both where we operate. So they're in shelters and being relocated at schools, that kind of thing, because there is a lot of assessment that needs to be done in those islands prior to starting to rebuild. So at this stage, there's a lot of first relief still happening, and that is for people that are in the shelters. And then there is assessment on the ground as to what can rebuild, what's safe, where ports you can get into in those islands. So that's really the stage we're at. It's quite a process with recovery. It's not just go in and tackle everything. First relief is really the main focus at this stage of the game.
First relief, meaning people have lost absolutely everything. So what can our listeners do to help?
So there's many things. One, I mean, continue to come to the Bahamas because, of course, we're receiving people there at both of our hotels and many other hotels in the Bahamas. You know, jobs are super important. The economy thriving is super important at this time. And with people that are moving from island to island, getting jobs and stuff. So that's super important. And also our visitors that are coming to our hotel are helping us, whether it is packing for a purpose, so bringing much needed school supplies. As I said, these children have been moved to the islands where we operate, and they're now being relocated to schools. And they're also having schools within the shelters. So they need school supplies. So, you know, they can look on our website, see what's needed, and pack 5 pounds of much needed school supplies. Or they can donate directly to sandalsfoundation.org. Every cent that is donated through our Dorian relief efforts goes directly to relief efforts. First relief, as I said, at this stage. And then we work very, very closely with agencies on the ground, NEMA, ODPEM, Red Cross, the agencies that are there on the ground doing things, so we know a strategic, holistic approach to the next steps of recovery. So that's looking at rebuilding schools and rebuilding health clinics. So every cent matters, every vacation matters in the Bahamas right now. So it's really just about continuing to support the efforts of ourselves and other people that are doing stuff on the ground.
I love the packing with a purpose. I'm going to be doing that just myself as I head to Sandals just a couple of weeks. Actually, it's less than that. It's like 9 days now. And I'm so looking forward to working with everybody at the Sandals Foundation and for packing with a purpose and, you know, doing our bit.
Well, we're extremely grateful and we look forward to hosting you down there. And hopefully we can get you out to see some of the shelters and see what's happening and also show you just how beautiful the Bahamas is and, you know, how important it is that we keep going there and have tourism driving the positive change of recovery in this time.
What's so special about the Bahamas between you and me?
What can I tell you? You know, I am a Jamaican and I love all the islands, but the water in the Bahamas is beautiful, out of this world in the Caribbean. And then the people are really special. They're friendly, they're welcoming. And then all the islands are so small and quaint that they have a great culture and architecture. So it's an all-rounded experience. And I just think it's something worth seeing. I mean, I never get tired of going there. So it's well worth it.
There's so much to do in terms of water sports. What are some of your favorites?
Well, I love water skiing and I do love to snorkel. I'm still diving is on my list.
Yep.
But I haven't quite gotten there yet. But it's definitely something to do there as well.
Diving and just swimming in that turquoise water can really do something for your soul, can't it?
That is for sure. And as the weather gets cooler up north, we're ready to welcome our guests.
I guess the number one question they're asking right now, will it look the same, you know, when I get there?
You know, well, the islands that have been unscathed, such as Nassau and Exuma and many, many of the other islands in the Bahamas, look the exact same. They have no damage, structural, flooding, nothing at all. So they look the exact same. The islands that have been damaged in the Northern Caribbean do not look the same, but they will rebuild. You know, we have had hurricanes. Unfortunately, we live in a vulnerable region. and we've had hurricanes before, and we will recover. It takes time and it's a process. But as I said, the islands that haven't been troubled are really beautiful and will look the exact same as the last time that any visitor was there. And if you haven't been there, then it's well worth going and seeing.
There are other things that I saw on the Sandals website, including, tell me about swimming with pigs. Is this possible?
It is possible. Actually, that's one of the tours in Nassau that we make available. It's out in the island, swimming with the pigs. It's just good fun, excitement. You know, they wait there on the beach to be fed. So that's definitely something that people should go and experience if you haven't done it before. I've done it myself, and it's quite entertaining.
I can't wait to do that. I'm really excited about that. Not only that, there's sailing, there's parasailing, there's just digging your toes in that pink sand. How come that sand is so pink?
Well, you know what? The reefs change from the Eastern Caribbean to the Northern Caribbean, and it really just depends on the type of rock formation of the island. That determines the color of the sand, whether it's dark or light. And somehow the Bahamas is very honored, and I will tell you, traveling through those islands and seeing that white sand. And not only that, the Bahamas is very, very well known in the Caribbean for their marine conservation. So they've done an excellent job of preserving their reefs and really implementing a great educational system for marine conservation. Sandals Foundation works very closely with Bahamas National Trust on education programs and just making sure that they have a lot of protected areas. So they set a very good example for the rest of the Caribbean in their marine conservation.
So it's a forward-thinking country. It's also a country that is incredibly safe, and English is the number one language spoken there.
It is, and it is very safe. And, you know, our staff and our team there are incredible and ready to show everybody the true culture of the John Canoes and the great conch meals. And there's a lot there to be explored.
That's what I was going to ask you next. After you have a day of swimming with the pigs, maybe sailing, swimming, hanging out with the dolphins, just digging your toes in that pink sand, what would be a great Caribbean Bahamian dinner and drink?
Well, I have to say that my favorite meal is conch, and that is what the Bahamas is known for. So they have conch salad and conch fritters and fried conch. So you name it when it comes to conch. But all seafood, really. They have excellent fish there as well. And then, of course, we mix excellent tropical drinks. So you can get any type, from pina coladas to amazing rum punch. And like I said, you know, we have the John Canoe bands that are part of the culture, something that we support through the foundation as well, because it's between costume making and great different music that you wouldn't get in one of the other islands. So there's a lot to do in the evening as well. And actually, what's really also nice about the Bahamas is it's always a nice cool breeze that never gets very sticky and hot in the evenings. It's quite beautiful.
Right. Tell us a little bit about John Canoe music.
Well, John Canoe music is really made up of different instruments that are made by locals. So steel pan, and then they use washboard and rake and scrape and different local instruments. And then one of the parts of John Canoe is really about making their own costumes. So it's a whole culture that they make these costumes, they pass it on to the children that they learn to make them. And it's just homemade instruments and steel pan coming together in beautiful symphony.
I'm just feeling good in my soul already. I cannot wait for my trip to the Bahamas. I urge everybody listening now to do one of two things. Either donate for the Northern Islands, because people really, really, really need, even $10 will make a difference. And number two, book a trip to the Bahamas. It is one of the most beautiful places in the entire world. The people are incredibly, incredibly gracious. The cuisine is fantastic. Every kind of sport in the world you'd want to do. And just if you want to relax, there's no better place than digging your toes in that pink Bahamas sand, right?
That is for sure. You're making me feel like I want to go there now.
Let's go there and have some conch together soon, Heidi.
We should. Thank you very much. And we look forward to welcoming you and everybody else who's ready to visit.
My sister Peg and I are packing with a purpose right now, and we'll see you soon. Heidi Clark, Executive Director of Sandals Foundation. Donate now if you can at www.sandalsfoundation.org. It will make a world of difference.
Thank you so much.
And if you'd like to keep up with all things destinations, be sure to follow us on Instagram at destinations.podcast.